Hi, I'm staff writer Caroline Drez, and on today's episode of Pinch of Positivity, I will be talking about how everyone is walking around with a story, and how you can be a positive part of someone's day. So, to start things off, this idea or thought process came to me after one of my theater directors talked about his view on theater. He was explaining to us how he had been working in the church for a while, and how he had always thought of theater to be kind of similar to church. And that's where his passion for theater came from, and it's still coming from. People come to church looking for someone or something to help them with whatever is wrong. You never know why someone is coming. Someone could have just found out their grandma died, lost their job, is getting a divorce. It could be happy. It could be they got a new puppy. They're buying a new house. Their daughter's getting married. It could be anything. You get the idea. But you can never really know for sure what a person is coming to church looking for or what is happening to them at the time. My director said people come to theater for the same thing. Someone may come in to see Wicked or The Lion King wanting to lift their spirit or brighten their day. By it being my first year in the drama program, I love that I will be able to keep this way of thinking in the back of my mind while putting on all these wonderful shows. Not only do audiences have their stories, but we as the performers do too. We all have different stories and things going on that we bring with us onto the stage and put into our skills, taking our passion for theater and having that being the brightening factor to help us. I had this happen in the past week. I got a difficult text while at intermission when we were putting on Cinderella and needed someone to be there for me. Trying to think of a way to make me feel better, I pulled my friend aside and talked to her about what was going on. By her being so kind and caring, she brightened my mood and made me laugh again. I had something hard I brought into theater, but my friend was willing enough to help me and care for me. And for the rest of the show, I was a better person and made the show better because I was in a better mood knowing I had someone who cared about me and I was loved. She walked into my story. So back to my director. The second he explained a different view on why we perform, I fell in love with the idea. He put it into a totally different perspective that I had never really thought about. I replayed what he said and reflected on it all day until I fully, really understood that we all play a part in multiple stories every day. This really took me for a turn and has gotten me thinking. How we need to be careful of our actions, not knowing what other people are going through. You may just be the person who brightens someone's day not knowing it needed brightening. Just by walking into a room, you walk into everyone's stories. Hundreds, dozens, however many a day. After all this finally sunk in, I started to think of ways that I can be a breath of fresh air to people. And here are some ways that I thought of that maybe you can try too. Obviously, just be kind and friendly to everyone, but that's just the first basic answer that anyone would give. Go beyond that. Be gracious. It may just be one of those days where they can't think straight or work properly. I know I have those days often. This may not be making your standards, but just take a deep breath and have patience. Just by doing this simple thing, it will make their day better because they know they didn't stress anyone out or feel bad. Always just be yourself and show the light that you have inside. It might just be what someone needed. Everyone has a story. You may not know what it is, but you can be the person who saves it. For a lack of better words, be the superhero. I think we all need to have times like these where we come to the realization that humans have bad days. Whether it be a bad day, bad month, week, day, just hours. As humans, you need to know, and we need to understand how to be helpful and a positive friend or even stranger on these days. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pinch of Positivity. Make sure to stay updated with theprowlernews.org and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SMHSProwler.